With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump continues to have a commanding poll lead over his rivals for the Republican presidential nomination. But in Iowa this week, he told supporters he still needs them to show up.
10 days from now, the people of this state are going to cast the most important vote of your entire lives. I believe that, too, very much.
In Sioux Center, Iowa, Friday night, Trump urged supporters not to be complacent.
I think it's going to be really a tremendous victory in Iowa because I'm seeing polls that are phenomenal. But the main thing I got to ask you, look, we got to get out and vote because, you know, bad things happen when you sit back.
As the Supreme Court considers whether Trump can be kept off 2024 presidential ballots, he tells supporters,
by delivering a massive victory in Iowa, you'll send a thundering message to crooked Joe Biden. He's a crooked man. He's an incompetent crooked man.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Also at SRNnews.com, a winter weather battering parts of both of the U.S. coasts. In the west, in Sierra Nevada storm packed heavy snow that shut down a stretch of interstate yesterday, briefly knocking out power to tens of thousands in Reno, Nevada. New Englanders getting a potent mix of snow and freezing rain through the weekend as the storm makes its way up the East Coast. Missouri's Attorney General threatening to remove President Biden from his state's ballots if the Supreme Court upholds moves in Colorado and Maine, which have done the same thing to former President Trump.
Jay Ashcroft said what's happened in Colorado and Maine is disgraceful and undermines our republic. He threatened to take Biden off the state's ballot in retaliation. When asked how he would disqualify Biden from the Missouri ballot, Ashcroft said that the president allowed an invasion at the southern border.
That is Tayshia Stevens with that report. Protesters calling for a ceasefire in the Hamas war blocking northbound traffic on I-5 in Seattle Saturday. SRN News. China targeting Christian children.
The ruling Communist Party wants to snuff out Christianity in the country, and what better way than to target the next generation? Pastors inside China say the government has passed a grab bag of new laws, all designed to make it harder for kids to be exposed to Christ. Children cannot attend worship services at state churches and cannot engage in any, quote, religious activities. Christian moms and dads are turning to house churches and homeschooling. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Messianic Jewish Alliance of America is urging Christians to answer the rising tide of anti-Semitism, saying the country is becoming an increasingly dangerous place for Jews, with many afraid to identify as Jews in public or as pro-Israel on the campuses of Academic America. The MJAA urges pastors to address anti-Semitism from their pulpits and for Christians to urge their elected representatives to take action. This is SRN News. Parents and students are livid over a design that was supposed to be simple.
A new online application designed to make applying for federal student aid easier went live this week, but not everyone has been able to access it. That's led to a lot of frustration for many students. The free application for federal student aid typically opens at the beginning of October, but it was delayed 3 months due to the relaunch. Now the Department of Education says a soft launch will continue until all of the bugs in the new app are finally fixed. Jason Walker reporting.
On today's talk show, CBS's Face the Nation has House Speaker Mike Johnson. Fox News Sunday welcomes Texas Governor Greg Abbott, along with Senator James Lankford of neighboring Oklahoma. More news at SRNnews.com.